Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Organizations in the food and beverage space have a lot of ERP options to choose from. But what's the best ERP system for your food and beverage organization? I'm going to talk about the top 10 systems here today. My name is Eric Kipperling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, or an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world on their digital transformation journeys. And many of our clients are in the food and beverage space. We've helped a number of different organizations through their digital transformation journeys within the food and bev space. And there's a lot of considerations that need to be taken into account when evaluating potential ERP systems for your organization. You have your traditional manufacturing needs like MRP and bills of materials and routings and things of that nature. But within food and bev, you have the more process manufacturing specific things related to recipes and putting together and blending materials that are critical to the manufacturing operations. You also have, obviously, the regulatory and safety considerations, lot traceability for recalls and things of that nature. So there's a lot of different considerations that are very unique to food and beverage, which gives us a top 10 list for this industry that looks a lot different than our general top 10 list, which, by the way, you can download that via the links below, or you can also watch one of the videos on my YouTube channel that talk about the general ranking of top 10 ERP systems. So what I'll do today is talk about the top 10 systems within the food and bev space based on a number of different criteria, which would include things like total cost versus value, the general functionality for food and bev manufacturers, the vendor viability, the customer install base, just our general experience helping clients implement these different solutions. Those are some of the different criteria, but not all the criteria we've used to evaluate these top 10 systems. And be sure to stick around to the end of the video because I'm also going to talk about the vendors that did not make the top 10 list and explain why. So without further ado, let's just jump right in. Coming in at number 10 is a product called Sage 100 Cloud. And you may be familiar with Sage, which is actually one of the larger ERP vendors in the marketplace. But Sage 100 Cloud in particular is focused more on small and mid-sized organizations, particularly in the manufacturing space. And they have particularly strong capabilities within food and beverage, which is why it made our top 10 list. And in addition to manufacturing and supply chain capabilities that are important to food and bev manufacturers, Sage also has fairly strong finance and accounting capabilities too. So as you think about not just your manufacturing operations, but how you tie together your entire operations, finance and accounting is another area that Sage handles very well. Just one example of one of the unique capabilities of Sage's workflows and business process capabilities is the fact that it has sort of a machine learning ability to identify errors in the transactions and in the documents within the system. So it's a great way to increase your efficiency, increase your accuracy, and only require human intervention as an exception where needed. Now, some of the downsides or the cons of Sage is, first of all, it's not a 100% cloud solution yet. And so the name Sage 100 Cloud can be a bit misleading. We find that a lot of Sage customers end up using a lot of cloud capabilities, but they still are relying on a lot of on-premise capabilities to really tie together their entire operations. And by the way, this isn't a problem that's unique just to Sage. A lot of the vendors in our top 10 list are struggling with this as they make the migration from their on-premise solutions to the cloud. Another consideration is that we've heard from a lot of our clients that it's not quite as user-friendly as some of the other systems in the marketplace. And just in our own observations of seeing Sage in action versus other systems, it's not the most user-friendly or the most intuitive system to use. And then finally, for some small and mid-sized organizations, the cost can be fairly high and it can be hard to justify the investment in the product. So those are just some of the things to consider when you look at the pros and cons of Sage 100 Cloud. But having said all that, that's enough to land Sage at number 10 on our list. Coming in at number 9 on our list is Batchmaster. And if you haven't heard of Batchmaster, it's a unique product in that it's built on the SAP Business One platform. So it's sort of a customization of Business One tailored specifically for the food and beverage space. So there's really two benefits right there. One, it's built on a proven platform with SAP. So even if you haven't heard of Batchmaster, you can take comfort in knowing that it's based on a product that you probably know. And the second benefit to that is that it is focused primarily on food and beverage and process-related manufacturers. The benefit of Batchmaster 2 is that it is sort of a two-tier ERP system. In other words, it's meant to be integrated potentially with other core ERP systems. So for example, if you're using a product like Sage or Great Plains or obviously Business One on your financial side, it integrates well with those back office ERP systems. Or if you're using an accounting system like QuickBooks, it integrates well with that system. So if you've got sort of a back office or accounting or finance back office system that you want to tie your core manufacturing operations to, Batchmaster can be a great option for that. Since the product is focused on mainly smaller businesses, it's usually more affordable than other types of ERP systems in the marketplace. You're not buying a bunch of capabilities that you don't need. When you're a food or beverage manufacturer, you want to oftentimes buy the capabilities you need and not have to worry about stuff that's related to other industries, but not food and beverage. And then the other benefit is that compared to other vendors in the marketplace, we find that Sage customers rate their customer service higher than some of the other vendors in the marketplace. And that could be because they're not quite as big of a vendor, even though they do have a lot of customers throughout the world. You're just getting better customer service than you might from an SAP or one of the larger ERP vendors in the marketplace. Some of the negatives of Batchmaster include, first of all, the user interface isn't as user-friendly as some of the other vendors in the marketplace. So when you look at some of the other systems in our top 10 list, a lot of them have a cleaner user interface, a more intuitive user interface. From a technical perspective, it only interfaces with one database at a time, which can be a challenge, especially if you're operating in a best-of-breed environment or if you have a legacy environment with multiple databases. That can be difficult to integrate or to reconcile moving forward. It's also not suitable for international or highly complex organizations. So if you're a big, diversified, complex food and bev manufacturer, Batchmaster is probably not going to scale to what you need. There's other systems in our top 10 list that probably handle that better. And then finally, it's also worth noting that Batchmaster is built on that SAP Business One platform. And even though SAP is a proven company, they've been around for a long time, they have their S/4HANA flagship product, which is sort of their big ERP system. Business One, I still question the viability long-term of that platform in general, just because it hasn't gained as much traction in recent years as some of the other small ERP systems. So that's something to keep in mind as well, is what is the viability of that Business One platform and how might that affect the viability of Batchmaster as a result? So having said all that, that's enough to put Batchmaster at number 9 on our list. Coming in at number 8 is a product called IFS. And on my YouTube channel, you can find a more detailed video review of the product IFS. But the reason it comes in at number 8 on our list, I'll summarize some of those points here today. First of all, it has a lot of the general capabilities that you need to run your food and beverage organization. So as you think about MRP and recipes and food safety and regulatory issues, things like that, lot traceability, all that stuff, that's stuff that IFS can handle within their core capabilities. It's also an international product. So if you're a multinational organization and you're considering some of these second tier ERP systems in our list, IFS is good in that it has a pretty broad international reach outside of the Americas and Europe and other parts of the world. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And compared to other systems in the marketplace, it actually has a fairly clean and intuitive user interface. So it's one of the stronger systems in our ranking for this top 10 list in terms of user interface. And then finally, if you're an organization that has additional needs outside of just core food and beverage manufacturing, things like asset management, or if you happen to have some sort of field service component of your business, those are two areas as examples that IFS is very strong in. So if you're a diversified company and you have needs outside of food and bev manufacturing, think about IFS as a potential option that might be able to fill some of those additional needs as well. Now, the downside of IFS is that it can be overkill and too much technology for a smaller organization. So if you're a food and bev manufacturer that's under, say, $100 million in revenue or so, it may be overkill, and one of the other systems in our top 10 list, like a Batchmaster or some of the other systems we'll get to, might be a better fit for you. The reporting capabilities of IFS are a bit slow and a bit limited compared to other systems in the marketplace. It's improving every day, but that's still a weakness compared to other systems. And then finally, the customer support of IFS as a vendor isn't as strong as some of the other vendors in the marketplace. So those are just a few of the pros and cons to think about as you consider IFS. But having said all that, that's enough to land IFS at number 8 on our top 10 list. Coming in at number 7 on our list is a product called IQMS. And IQMS is another mid-tier ERP system that's very focused. They're not trying to be everything to everyone. They're focused highly on manufacturing and food and beverage manufacturing in particular is a strength of theirs. It's an end-to-end ERP system, so it's going to do not just the manufacturing stuff that we're focused on here today, but it also does warehouse management, financials, and product lifecycle management, and all other sorts of ERP-ish types of capabilities even outside of manufacturing. It also has integrated MES or manufacturing execution system capabilities, so things that are happening on your shop floor are tied and integrated well into the core IQMS solution. And it also supports multiple languages and currencies too. So if you're an international organization, IQMS can be a really good fit. And that's something that's really important to think about. If you're a bigger multinational organization, you want to look at some of those international needs, and IQMS is one that can fill those needs. Now, the downside risks of IQMS include a few things. One is that the cloud capabilities of IQMS are a bit limited when compared to other systems in the marketplace. They're more mature in their cloud capabilities. So many clients we see are still heavily dependent on the on-premise solution that IQMS provides. It doesn't have some of the email integration that some of the other vendors have in terms of tracking emails related to different functions and workflows within your ERP system. And there's also occasional bugs. So we hear from clients that there's bugs in the system that are still being worked out. We just see that at a higher rate than we do with some of the other systems in the marketplace. And then finally, because IQMS isn't a huge ERP vendor, it's not extremely well known. That could be a good thing on one hand, in that you might get more attention from them and get more of a boutique feel from IQMS. But on the flip side, they don't have quite the ecosystem and the infrastructure to support their product as some of the other larger vendors in our top 10 list do. So you want to make sure that if you're considering IQMS, you mitigate that risk by looking and making sure that you've identified a very strong implementation partner on the technical side to make sure that the implementation is successful. So having said all that, that's enough to land IQMS at number 7 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 6 is a product called SysPro. And SysPro is another system, like many in our top 10 list, that are focused on manufacturing distribution. And food and beverage is an area that it does very well. And many of our food and beverage clients use SysPro. Now, SysPro, because it's so focused on manufacturing, it gives it a lot of flexibility to be able to accommodate a lot of different business processes and workflows within food and beverage. Because it's not trying to be everything to everyone, that's one of the advantages of the product in that way. Some examples include the fact that the product is highly customizable per user. And when I say customizable, I mean more configurable, in that you can personalize and change the software without necessarily changing the source code or changing the software in a way you can break it. So it's highly configurable. You can change it to fit individual user needs, which is a strength of the product. It's also scalable. So we see a lot of organizations that are in the small space using it, but we also see some larger mid-size organizations that use it as well. So if you are in that range of small to mid-size, it can be a very scalable product as you grow. They also provide a mix or a hybrid of on-premise, cloud, and mobile solutions. So it really brings the best of all worlds together across the board in those areas. And it's also considered a more robust solution just in general as a general qualitative observation. There's a lot of flexibility and robustness in what the product can do when you compare it to some of the other options in the top 10 list. Now, some of the negatives of SysPro include, first of all, the fact that there's a steep learning curve for the product when compared to some of the others in our top 10 list. It's a very powerful and robust system, but we've found that some of our clients struggle with a steep learning curve. There are certain workflows and business processes within the system that could be more automated and are more automated in some other ERP systems in the market. And then finally, one of the downside risks is that we found that data integrity checks can happen, but you can only do the data integrity checks when no one's in the system. So that could be a challenge as you think about how you're going to deploy and use this software longer term. But having said all that, that's enough to land SysPro at number 6 on our list. Coming in number 5 on our top 10 list is QAD. And QAD is another product that I've provided a more comprehensive review of on my YouTube channel. So just go to my YouTube channel and search QAD and you'll find that independent review. But just to summarize some of what you'll find in that review and making it a little bit more specific to food and beverage is that, like a lot of the systems in our top 10 list, it has a lot of the food and beverage processes and capabilities that you might need. QAD is generally considered a viable alternative to one of the larger tier one systems out there. So if you're a larger global organization, more complex organization, but you don't quite have the stomach or the tolerance to implement an SAP or an Oracle, QAD can be a great fit in that it provides the scalability, the international capabilities, as well as the general food and beverage manufacturing capabilities that are required. A couple of other benefits of the product include the fact that it has a low-code development environment. So if you're looking for flexibility, but you don't want to get caught in the customization trap, you have low-code options to be able to change the software and configure and personalize it more so than most systems, but in a way that you don't have to customize or break the system. So that's another advantage that a lot of systems don't have that QAD does. And then finally, the maturity of QAD's cloud solution is above and beyond what a lot of the other systems have. So QAD has been a native cloud solution since 2008, which doesn't sound like a long time, but it's a lot longer than many of the other systems in our top 10 list. And this is important because as the other vendors make their transition to the cloud, in the interim, there's a maturity issue. There's a maturity gap in terms of the maturity of the cloud solutions they offer versus the on-premise systems that they're moving away from. So QAD has a bit of a head start in that regard. So some of the downsides of QAD, first and foremost, and probably most importantly, is that QAD doesn't have a robust ecosystem of implementation partners and system integrators yet. I know this is an area that strategically the company is starting to shore up and starting to make good progress in that area. But if you're a larger organization, and even if the product is a good fit for you, the next question becomes, do you have the right technical implementation partner that can scale with you as well and that can support you in the way you need them to? So you want to really dive into that and really explore that ecosystem and make sure you find the right implementation partner before you settle on a product like QAD. And then another disadvantage that we found relative to other products in the marketplace is that it doesn't handle high volume manufacturing as well as some of the other systems in the market. So if you're extremely high volume manufacturer, it may be that QAD is a limited system for you, and there might be other systems that can better fit that need. But having said all that, that's enough to land QAD at number 5 on our list. Coming in at number 4 is a product called Process Pro. And Process Pro is one of the smaller ERP systems in the market, but it's one of the more focused systems in the market. And as the name suggests, the product focuses on process manufacturing. And that's really important because process manufacturing is so unique and so different than discrete manufacturing of widgets and things that don't involve food and beverage. So Process Pro is something that's highly focused on process manufacturers like food and beverage manufacturing. It's a complete end-to-end ERP system, so even though it's focused on food and beverage, it also does other stuff like financials and warehouse management and other functions within your business. And probably most importantly, it has very strong food and beverage specific capabilities. So when you think about lot traceability, formula management, costing, financial reporting, and things of that nature that are specific to food and beverage, that's an area where Process Pro really thrives. Now, the downside risks of Process Pro include a few things. First of all, if you're a diversified organization or you do things outside the world of food and beverage manufacturing, Process Pro may not be a good fit because it doesn't do other types of manufacturing. So a lot of clients we work with do food and beverage, but they also do other types of products or services on top of that. Process Pro may not be a good fit in those cases. The user interface is a bit outdated, a little less intuitive than some of the other systems in the top 10 list. And the customer support from Process Pro Direct seems to be a bit lacking. So those are a few things to keep in mind, as well as the fact that there are limited implementation resources in the marketplace. There's a lot of other vendors in our top 10 list that have a more robust implementation partner network out there and more options for you as you look to implement the product. So that's a consideration as well. You want to make sure you're comfortable with whoever you might be looking at as a potential implementation partner. So having said all of that, that's enough to land Process Pro at number 4 on our list. Coming in at number 3 on our list is a product called Plex Smart. And Plex Systems, the name of the company that owns Plex Smart, is a cloud-based manufacturing ERP system. And the beauty of Plex and Plex Smart is that it's a product that's been in the cloud since its inception. So while a lot of ERP vendors in our top 10 list are still making that migration from their on-premise system to cloud solutions, Plex has always been in the cloud, and they've got a solid 20-year start or so on that cloud migration. So Plex is a native cloud solution. It's fairly mature. It's very focused on manufacturing. Food and beverage is one of the handful of verticals that the product focuses on. So with that focus on manufacturing, food and beverage comes all the typical food and beverage capabilities you might be looking for, as well as things like MES integration to your shop floor and tying that data back to your ERP system. And compliance is an area that is very strong as well when you think about food regulation and safety. That's an area that Plex Smart can be very strong as well. And then we've also found that the updates are quick and easy in real time within the system. When you compare it to other systems, it might have a slower lag time and might take more effort to make updates in the system. So those are just a few things that make Plex high on our list here at number three. Now, some of the downside risks that we found with Plex is, first of all, the user interface and the usability of the system isn't as intuitive as some of the other systems in the market. It's not as scalable for large multinational food and beverage manufacturers as some of the other systems in the marketplace might be. And then finally, they've been known to have slow customer support when compared to some of the other vendors in the marketplace. So those are some of the pros and cons. And having said all that, that's enough to land Plex at number three on our list. Coming in at number two is a product called DCOM. DCOM is another system that focuses primarily on manufacturing and distribution with strong food and beverage capabilities. It's a product that not only handles the manufacturing needs, but also the accounting and finance needs of the organization. It's good for both small and mid-market as well as larger manufacturers. So we've seen it really scale up and down to fit a whole range and variety of sizes of food and beverage manufacturers. And we found that it's very affordable when compared to some of the other systems in the marketplace. So that business value and the ROI of the investment is a lot higher for DCOM than it is for some of the other systems in our list. Now, some of the downsides that we've seen with our clients that use DCOM is, first of all, that a lot of the updates can be disruptive. As they update their software, we found that DCOM customers tend to find more of a disruption with those updates to the software than some of the other vendors in the market. The product isn't as streamlined and easy to use as some of those other systems in the market, so the workflows aren't as smooth and as efficient as they could be. And then we've also seen many DCOM customers that struggle with changes that they themselves make in one part of the system affecting or undermining other parts of the system. And that could be more of a change management issue than anything, but that is a common theme that we see with DCOM customers. So despite those risks, the benefits far outweigh those risks in general and are enough to land DCOM at number two on our list. Coming in at number one on our list is Aptian. And Aptian is a company that's actually been around for a long time, and in more recent years, they've become extremely acquisition-minded, and they've also become extremely focused on the food and beverage space. For example, they've gone out and acquired two systems in particular, Ross ERP, as well as Just Food ERP, are two examples of food and bev focused systems that Aptian has acquired. And now they've sort of tied this all together into a core food and beverage offering for customers looking for ERP systems. Now, when we look at Just Food itself, even before the acquisition of Aptian, probably would have rated very high on our list, but since they're part of Aptian, we'll include it in the Aptian umbrella. But Just Food is a system that was built on the Microsoft platform. So it's another system, much like Batchmaster earlier in our countdown, that was built on the SAP platform. Just Food is built on the Microsoft platform. And so you get the best of both worlds. You get the comfort of knowing that you've got a strong foundation in Microsoft, and then you've got the tailoring of the technology to fit food and beverage in particular. So the reason these benefits are so important, and largely the reason why Aptian finishes number one on our list, is because this hyper-focused effort to focus on food and beverage allows the software to be implemented faster and cheaper than some of the other systems in the marketplace. It delivers more value, and you can start your implementation with sort of a core pre-configured industry-specific type of solution offering that other vendors just simply aren't able to match. Now, some of the downside risks include a few things. One is that it's not as intuitive as some of the other systems in the marketplace. Some of the reviews, if you go out and read some of the reviews of the product and even things we've heard from our clients, are that it's somewhat of a clunky user interface or a clunky system to use. So yes, it is focused on food and beverage. Yes, it has processes and workflows specific to the industry, but they're not always the easiest to use. So there are some workflow issues that hopefully the product and the vendor will continue to work out over the years. And then finally, Aptian doesn't have the implementation network that a lot of the bigger vendors provide. And you've probably picked up on that as a common theme with some of these smaller, more focused vendors. Is the good news is the product is more focused, but the bad news is smaller vendors like Aptian don't have the breadth of capability in terms of implementation, partners, and resellers. So having said that, though, Aptian is not a small vendor by any means. As I mentioned, they've acquired a lot of different companies. They just don't have that household brand name as an SAP or a Microsoft, whoever the case may be. But having said all that, that's enough to land Aptian at number one on our list. So this was actually a very tough top 10 list to create because there's a lot of really good vendors that did not make our top 10 list, and you may argue that they should have. In fact, if you're a larger, more diversified organization, there's a lot of systems that you might knock out of your top 10 list and bring in some of these other ones that weren't included. So for example, SAP S/4HANA, not on our list, not because it's not a good product, but because it just doesn't have that hyper focus that a lot of the food and bev ERP systems in our top 10 list do. But if you're a large, global, highly complex organization that's really trying to standardize and drive massive scale, S/4HANA might actually be in your top three or maybe your number one pick. Same with Oracle ERP Cloud, another system that a lot of food and bev manufacturers use. Oracle NetSuite is a product that a lot of smaller food and bev manufacturers use. Although the manufacturing capabilities of NetSuite is fairly limited, there's still, on the distribution side at least, a fair number of organizations that use Oracle NetSuite. And then finally, Microsoft D365 and Epicor are two other systems that do a lot within the realm of manufacturing, but they just don't have quite the depth and robustness of capabilities when it comes to food and beverage. But having said all that, you really want to think about what are your needs, what are your priorities, what type of system are you looking for, and that might completely shuffle this top 10 list, and you might even pull in some of these systems I just mentioned or even other ones into your top 10 list to really take that all into account as you consider your options. And for more information, I encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report. It includes rankings and ratings of all different types of systems, as well as independent best practices for how to make your transformation more successful. I encourage you to check that out below. I've included links, and I hope you found this information useful, and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.